Hi there. I don't believe we've formally met, but I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the stunning woman you seem to have taken a liking to lately. You've definitely noticed that I'm not very shy or modest. Speaking from experience, I find it to be very freeing. You'll have to forgive me here because I'm rambling, you see, and you're probably wondering what this is all about. For the past several weeks, I could not help but notice a strange feeling arising. It's biological, really. You know how animals have the fight-or-flight instinct? We are naturally inclined in the face of something we sense is dangerous to flee or scrap it out. Sometimes till the death. But me, I like to think that I'm a little more evolved than that. See, I have what I like to call the flirt instinct. I don't sense danger often, but when I do, I'm usually able to disarm it with my talents. And what do you know? Lucky for you, I get to put them to use. For the past week, I've walked to the kitchen to get my midnight snack, and I could not help but feel like I was being watched. I thought I'd just shrug it off and chalk it up to being paranoid. So, being of sound mind, I thought I'd put my suspicions to the test. Each night, I decided I'd wear something a little more revealing and see if this feeling escalated. You know, it's funny, but I couldn't help but feel that each night there were eyes practically burning holes into my body. On Monday, it began innocently enough with some silky pajama pants and a t-shirt. The weather has been mild after all. Then on Tuesday, I wore that same t-shirt but changed it up and wore a small pair of shorts. Wednesday rolled around, and I figured I might as well not wear the shorts at all. So I went to the fridge as usual, in a tee and panties. They were lacy. I'd venture a guess and say you'd probably like them. Thursday, things got a little more interesting when I decided to go without a shirt, walking to open the door of the fridge only wearing my panties. They were another lacy pair, my favorites, that cut quite high in the back, exposing a bit of my nice ass. I could feel the cool air from the fridge against my thighs when I opened the door and the light exposed my bare flesh, leaving goosebumps on my skin. The sensation was quite nice. Friday, the real test came as I walked completely naked to procure my snack. The light bounced off of my body like a spotlight, casting shadows behind me where I blocked its path. The air felt so cool and good against my skin, and I couldn't help but want more. It just wasn't enough. So I reached into the freezer and grabbed an ice cube, and slowly I teased myself, rubbing it against my nipples, shocking them until they hardened, feeling my body jump even though I knew to expect the cold. I let the ice melt and then ran my hands over the wetness, spreading it all over my skin, only to stand there patiently, waiting for it to evaporate. Now, do you see my dilemma? Today is Saturday and I'm all out of clothing. So I came up with a little idea, one that you might find interesting. Tonight, I'm going to gather my snack as naked as I was the night before, but when I'm done, I'm going to sit on my kitchen table. I'm going to look across the window and see if there are a pair of eyes noticing me. Are you there, watching? Good. I've gotten quite used to you by now. After I finish my snack, I'm going to sit on the kitchen table and face the window. I'll make sure to leave the fridge door open just a little so it isn't completely dark. The warm glow and hum will provide the perfect ambience for me as I spread my legs, licking the remaining traces of yogurt off of my spoon. That's right. It's been yogurt I eat every night. Didn't you know a little dairy before bed actually helps you sleep? But I digress. I'm sure you really haven't been paying attention to the yogurt, have you? You've just been noticing how I eat it, what my mouth looks like wrapped around that spoon, how my hand grips the nice round handle. You watch my tongue as I slowly lick the spoon every night. You study my body with the light cast over it. But tonight is special. Tonight, while I sit on the kitchen table, having finished my yogurt, I'm going to take the spoon and lick it clean, pretending it's your pre-cum. I know you're oozing for me now, baby. Aren't you? After this spoon is clean, do you know what I'm going to do next? You may have guessed where this is heading. I'm going to take the spoon in my hand, with the handle facing towards me. I'm slowly going to lower it down, down, lower. Can you see it in the light? And then I'm going to take the round handle and slowly guide it into my cunt. Oh, I'm going to start slow, legs still spread, sitting on the kitchen table facing that window. What do I look like? Do I look like the sexual being you knew I was? Oh, are you really that surprised as I sit there, slowly fucking myself with a spoon? It feels so good. It's a decent thickness. And I start to go faster, rocking it a little, trying to hit my G-spot. I'm getting really worked up now, baby. Do you hear me when my moans get louder? Oh, and my orgasm starts to build. Can you hear the sounds that escape my cunt dripping all over the handle off the spoon? Oh, this moment is when I really wish it were your cock instead. Oh, I know you'd fill me up so much better than this fucking spoon. It's worthless compared to your cock. I just know it. So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to fuck myself. I'm going to get myself off while you watch and scream, and my juices are going to run down the handle, down my thighs, onto the table. Oh yeah. The spoon from me, and as I walk over to the window and glance out, looking for you, I'll put the handle in my mouth and suck it clean. It should have been your cock, baby. Now, we only have one problem. Tomorrow is the last day of the week. It's Sunday, and I'm all out of ideas. So, why don't you just come knock on my door and introduce yourself?